Hi folks, we're back with Luke with Luke, the final one of Luke chapter 2. Now, I'm going to leave this for a while. I'm not going to do this for a while for a couple of reasons. What's going to happen here at Scots is I'm going to, I've shifted to doing the book of Acts in the morning, and you can get the sermons on that. And in terms of our ongoing studies, I do want to continue in the life of Christ, but I'm going to wait till we start an evening service, probably at the beginning of March, where we will look at Meet Jesus in the Gospel of John, using a university mission campaign that's been done here. But I will start a series of sermons and services then. And at the same time, I want to do these kind of small snippet videos looking at that so that it all gels together. So for those of you who regularly watch these, I'm sorry, I'll put up occasional videos, but until we get to beginning of March, I think you won't get these regularly. We've still got the Sunday Catechism, and of course there's the podcast, and I will be putting up other videos as well. So thank you again, by the way, for all your encouragement, and thank you for the comments that are made. But let's come on to this passage. And I think this is a fitting end because it is the last we hear of Jesus until John the Baptist comes. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. The obedient Jesus. Now, there's a tension in this story. Christopher Hitchens picked up on it. Of course, being typical Hitchens, he went way over it. But he suggested that, and he mockingly ascribed disobedience of Jesus to his parents. But Jesus, although he is conscious that he is to do the Father's will above his parents, and we've seen and we saw yesterday that very special relationship between the Father and the Son, the curtain's now closed again. It's as though the curtain's open and now it's closed again. Mary and Joseph didn't understand this. They didn't understand what he was saying to them. We've already heard that. And he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient, but she treasured all these things in her heart. Now these are deep waters. How deep the Father's love for us. Mary and Joseph didn't get Jesus's mission. Not initially. I'm sure later on she would reflect and think about all these things. But part of Christ's suffering was he did this on his own. His friends, his family just did not get him. But she did treasure them up in her heart. And this is one family memory that she wasn't going to forget. And the meaning of which becomes clearer as she goes on. You know, the meditation is treasuring up in your heart. And I do think meditation is so important. I find when I meditate, in other words, when I memorize scripture and think about it, it causes me to pray. And to be honest, it causes great delight because you begin to see things and realize things just by savoring every word. It's really good to store up God's word in your heart and then to reflect upon it as you get the opportunities. See, we have things stored up in our hearts, don't we? I mean, I have music stored up in my heart. I have experiences from the past, bitter, joyful, whatever. Why not store up scripture? There's another aspect here. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. I think that Jesus growing in understanding is such an interesting idea. And his parents' lack of understanding, the contrast between these two things. But he obeyed them. He didn't say, I'm going to stay a wee bit longer. He went down from Jerusalem and he obeyed them and he grew in favor with God and man. I love that. We all like the idea of being in favor with God, but what about in favor with man? And I think, is it ever right for a Christian to be antisocial, to be moody, angry, always complaining, to be a kind of Ebenezer Scrooge of Christianity? Ebenezer Scrooge was an old man, miserly old man who hated Christmas. But perhaps, I read this, I can't remember where, I wish I'd taken the note down, that perhaps it was his own depression and lack of human companionship might be behind his dislike of the holiday. Well, we need to think about how we grow in favor with God and man. So I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to leave you with, because the next time we see Jesus, beginning of the Gospel of John, he's ready for his task. John the Baptist begins his ministry. Extraordinary, really, isn't it? There's so little that we know about Christ as a child. But I think, maybe I'll finish with this. As Jesus was saying these things, Luke 11:27, a woman in the crowd called out, "Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you." He replied, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it." That's it. That's why we're looking at this. This is the word of God and we obey it. Follow the one who this is speaking of. Follow Christ and you will lose nothing. Think on his word, meditate on him, and you will gain everything. So God bless you. Thank you for going along with all of these. Please do join us. Keep in touch through the website, theweflea.com, and please do join us when we start going through John, take up the life of Jesus from aged 30. And we'll do that in March. God bless you and bye.